Senator Joni Ernst was traveling throughout Northwest Iowa on Tuesday, making a stop in Lamar's as part of your 99-county tour. You're going to be hitting Woodbury, Cherokee, Buena Vista, and Clay counties, I understand, too. While here in Lamar's, you had a chance to visit with the Brown musical family and see their theater. One of the things that came up, of course, was the COVID and the virus and how it's affected them as a small business. And so share with me a little bit about some of the things you've learned from visiting with the Browns about the relief that has been given to small businesses and such.
Right, and it was an extraordinary experience to hear from the Brown family and their theater and what the impacts were to them and to their businesses because of COVID-19. And Mrs. Brown was able to walk through a number of the federal programs through the CARES Act and what they were able to participate in and what they weren't able to just because of certain niches or regulations. But they were able to participate at some point with the Paycheck Protection Program, and that was beneficial, but it just says we have more to do. They are reopening business, but with social distancing, obviously, they won't be at 100% for a while. So recognizing the needs of those that might be in the music industry, very different than other types of businesses we might see out there.
Is it likely that we may see another round of relief assistance, if you will?
Yes, I do think that that is likely and something that we're already working on right now as a Congress. And we would anticipate maybe seeing that move through Congress mid-July to early part of August. And we still do have $100 billion plus sitting in the Paycheck Protection Program fund that has not been utilized or allocated to businesses yet. So it is possible, and I am pushing for a second round to help those heavily affected businesses, a second round to allow them to come back in, support their employees through the Paycheck Protection Program.
Okay. Senator, also you talked a little bit about there that there's a movement trying to get a lot of our manufacturing products and everything back in the United States. We rely so heavily on the Chinese for our personal protection equipment and Ralph Clemmy was saying we our saline products and everything, and the healthcare comes from China. So address a little bit about the effort that we're trying to get that back to the United States.
Yes, my Beat China Act would bring some of that production back from not just China, but other countries, but we're largely focused on China, bringing some of those supplies back to the United States, the manufacturing, the resourcing, the items that we might need. For example, during a pandemic, medical durable equipment, pharmaceuticals, PPE, even hardware that is used in our national defense systems. Some of that is procured from China. So we need to make sure that we are incentivizing business to grow here in the United States, make sure that we're employing Americans and producing right here, just for our own safety and well-being.
I'd like to shift focus just for a little bit, just a couple quick questions, if I may. We've seen a groundswell, if you want to call it, of this, of the Black Lives Matter, and there's been a lot of people that are wondering about, you know, is this really kind of, and I know you've introduced a bill addressing some of the protesting, some of the vandalism and destruction that's taken place, whether they associated with the Black Lives Matter or not, but it's still happening. We've seen our monuments and memorials in Washington, D.C. being defaced. We're seeing statues being torn down. Address your bill and what you kind of see is this. Is it really a sincere effort to try and help the African-American community, or is it really kind of an underlying current of trying to defy authority and do whatever they feel like they can?
Well, we have some wonderful, peaceful protesters out there that they are doing the right thing by speaking up about racial injustice. I think we can all support that. That's our First Amendment right. But when it starts to expand into the areas of defacing monuments, tearing down monuments, looting, and being violent, that is not supported anywhere in our rights as American citizens. So I do have a bill that would address anarchy and these autonomous zones that are popping up across the United States. And what we're trying to do is defund the federal taxpayer dollars that are going into these communities. These mayors are abdicating their authority to our Constitution, their responsibility to their citizens to make sure that law enforcement can maintain safety, making sure that fire and EMS can respond to emergency situations. They have lost all control in those areas. So we should not be supporting them with federal tax dollars if they refuse to provide the basic necessities for their individuals in those zones.
Okay. Last question I have is that already it's going to be a very contentious campaign for you against your opponent, Teresa Greenfield. We've seen television ads being started on both sides and everything. What message do you want to have for the people, I guess, you know, as we go on through? And let me ask this, too, because campaigning is a little bit different this year because of COVID. You know, how are you trying to get out and about and get your message out, I guess, and counter some of the attacks that are coming from the other side?
Right, absolutely. It'll be a fight to the finish, no doubt about it. But what Iowans expect, leadership, making sure that they see someone who has fought for them. And I have been fighting for Iowa and the needs of our communities, not just over the course of the 6 years since I've been in the United States Senate, but even prior to that, just as a community member and serving in the Iowa State Legislature. You know, I understand our needs of our rural communities quite well. I'm fighting for additional resources for childcare, fighting for ethanol, making sure that rules that are put in place at the federal level aren't impacting our agriculture and manufacturing here in the state of Iowa, making sure that we're supporting those flooded areas. Certainly, I'll be a champion for Iowa issues. There's no one singular issue. All Iowa issues are very important, and I've been a leader on those issues, and I hope Iowans recognize that in the upcoming election.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.